Mayor, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Glad to be on WPTF.
How would you assess your first several months in office?
No, I feel like it's gone well. The council's working well together, working with staff. We've obviously got a new police chief on board. Didn't have any snowmageddon in my first few months. And just, as you said, wrapped up a great Greenville festival, with 100,000 people in town this past weekend.
Yeah, I do want to start with the Greenville Festival, which did wrap up. Any ideas on the economic impact that's going to have on Raleigh?
It was definitely tens of millions. We know it fills almost every hotel room in the county. Some of the early stories were like, are you guys building more hotels? Which the answer is yes. I was out there both Saturday and Sunday, and it's just incredible to see the transformation of that whole, section of the city.
It was announced last week there's a new music festival coming to Dix Park next year. It's not going to be the Dreamville Festival, but it's going to be something similar. How important was it to continue to have an event like that first week in April at Dix Park?
Well, they really sort of did proof of concept when J. Cole, had this vision, when some of the leaders of the city took a gamble on this, and it's been so successful, both economically, culturally, bringing, folks from around the world to Raleigh. So, my sense is they will announce the lineup, much earlier, given that there's a change of format. They're going to want to, give some certainty so people understand more what this new festival is going to be. But, I'm just thrilled that they're going to stay here in Raleigh in this incredible park, Dix, and keep going with this cultural sort of just vibe that it brings.
Visiting with Raleigh Mayor Janet Cowell. We heard some news last week. The council heard plans for the rezoning around the Lenovo Center. Curious what you made of those conversations and the next steps in the process.
Well, it's just very exciting. I think we all know that to be competitive in the world of sports, increasingly, you've got to have an entertainment district, right? People don't want to just drive and park, even though, tailgating is a great thing. They want to be able to, get dinner, maybe listen to some live music, yes, do some tailgating, but just have a whole experience. And this is, redevelopment is going to bring that to Raleigh and the Lenovo Center, building off, Carter Finley and some of the other assets already there.
There's been a lot of talk about high-rises, in particular in downtown. What do you make of these high-rise projects and their impact on downtown and other areas of the capital city?
Yeah, well, there's a lot more awareness now that when you approve, developments out in the middle of a green field, there's a lot of cost to that. We have to build new fire stations, water, sewer. We're cutting down trees. That a lot of the growth now with, the land and the density as it is, you're going to have to redevelop it downtown, and a lot of this is going to come through higher heights, bigger buildings. At Lenovo, North Hills, downtown, there are certain districts where, height is more appropriate and part of the comprehensive plan.
What are some of the biggest things that you, Mayor, and your colleagues feel like you've accomplished so far? We talked about a little bit at the top, but just specifically, what are some of the things that you're going to highlight of what you've accomplished thus far since you took office?
Yeah, so I gave a 100 days report, 3 months in, and we all ran on housing, right? We need to make sure there are more housing units on the ground so that the costs, don't continue to skyrocket as they have. We approved over 3,000 units of housing just in the first 3 months of the year. And a number of those, there were 13 projects, 5 of those had some sort of affordable housing component. We talked about public safety on the campaign, and again, feel great about the choice of Chief Rico Boyce, who's been a part of the RPD for 25 years, a known quantity, very well regarded, and wants to bring more cops on the street, get out of the cars, cops on the block, building that relationship with community. So those are a few of the things. We have a lot more work to do on just compensation. We are over 10% below market across the board in the city of Raleigh. We haven't kept up with some of the pay increases, so we have some work to do there in this upcoming budget.
To that end, are there short-term and long-term things on your agenda that you want to get accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely hear about, you know, bureaucracy, permitting, like it's hard to get things done. So working with the city manager to see if we can do more of a dedicated team on affordable housing, that's the number one issue for people here. Let's make sure, you know, we're getting those permits and you know, streamlining some of those processes, and would like to do more of that, you know, in selected areas around the city to just make sure that we are doing our part to keep costs low on housing and development.
As I let you go, Mayor, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Well, I just want them to know that we understand that cost of living, housing is the biggest issue. We're working on that. Obviously need, you know, the private sector to be doing that. And then we also understand and value this is a safe city. We, you know, we want it to continue to be that way, and we are investing in public safety.
Raleigh Mayor Janet Cowell, Mayor, always appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to talking again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.